President George Bush is expected to defend sending more troops in his annual State of the Union address to Congress later today. Bishop Thomas Wensky, spokesperson for the U.S. Bishops' Conference on Foreign Policy, outlines the major issues that the Church hopes the President will address in this speech to the American people.
We do hope that he addresses the issue of Iraq and that some of what we have said about a responsible transition in Iraq are reflected in his statements at the State of the Union. Also, the President has said in previous State of the Union addresses that he wants immigration reform, and this is something that's very close to the bishops here in the United States because so many of the immigrants are Catholic, and right now in the United States we have almost 11 million immigrants that are here without documents. And at the same time, the President has stood strong with the position of the Catholic bishops against embryonic stem cell research, and we would hope that he also continues in that vein. Yesterday, he spoke by telephone to the couple hundred thousand people that were in Washington, D.C. at the mall in front of the Congress and the March for Life, which I attended too yesterday. Again, reiterated his support for life and his opposition to abortion, and we hope that he will be able to hold firm on that position, even though he no longer has the majority of his party representing his position in the Congress.